Before we get there, though, we've been talking about the hop crop, the heavy rain and the lack of sun this summer. Terrible news for most of us, but good news for one local product, at least the hops. For decades, hop farming was one of the biggest industries around here, but now it's only just a handful of yards remaining. This year, though, a bumper local crop, and it's hoped that it could save the British industry from disappearing altogether. Nicola Goodwin is on a Herefordshire yard this morning. Nick, whereabouts are you?
We're in Claston in Dormington, the heart of the hop industry, and actually a very historic hop farm, this. It goes back centuries, but as you said, yeah, the yard's disappeared sadly, mainly in the 70s and 80s, and bit by bit fewer little tractors with the trailers behind, like the one in front of us now, were seen on the roads. But could that be all about to change? And the main thing I love about hops is that hop picking morning, you know, when the mist is just appearing above the yards. Unfortunately needing the hat and the gloves to cope with it this morning, but also the smell. I've got some in my pocket actually. It's not too good on radio, is it, Howard? But I'm just going to have a bit of a sort of Bisto moment. They're gorgeous. I might, if you're really lucky, bring some back to the office so everybody can have a rub them between their fingers, get the oil out and have a good smell, because that is my favourite part. I don't like the beer as much. I prefer the smell. With me this morning, we've got somebody who's probably got an unusual life history. Ali Kappa, Suckley now, she farms, but she used to be a marketing executive in the city. And she is a lady that is passionate about telling us how good hops are. As another of the trailers comes in with a little tractor into the yard just to drop off the delivery. Ali, why do you love hops so much?
Well, the aroma, they're amazing. The aromas that you get from hops, and it's what the brewers get really excited about. Aromas like tangerine, citrus, grapefruit, chocolate, blackcurrant, spice. I think that fundamentally for me, it's walking into the hop picking machine and being able to pick up all of those aromas. It can really knock your socks off.
Loads of people making beer now. We see all these breweries popping up left, right and centre. Is that going to be good for the British industry?
It's great for the British industry. Camera announced last week that today in Britain, I said a little bit louder over the tractor, today in Britain there are now over 1,000 craft breweries operating in the UK, which is an amazing number and offers us a great opportunity to excite them about the hops that we're producing. Today in the UK there are 20 commercially grown varieties. That's a lot of different hop aromas for the brewers to try.
Now, Howard, you're probably the expert here. I love hop smell. You love your beer. So, Ali and you, she's a bit of a Madonna-style lady because she's a real ale drinker too.
Very nice too, yeah. This thing about the microbreweries springing up, I mean, obviously, it's good for business here. So, are Herefordshire hops sort of the cream of this then? Sought-after product at the premium end?
Well, hops in this country are produced in Kent and they're also grown here on the Herefordshire-Worcestershire border. And it's fair to say that there are more grown now here than in Kent, although I have to say my fellow hop growers in Kent don't like to promote that message very much.
Is there a sort of internal, if you like, civil competition then, as well as we're hearing from James earlier, the competition from abroad?
There is a lot of competition from abroad. There's equally a big opportunity for us to go and capture the craft brewing market that is happening not just here, but it's also happening in the US, in Europe and in Asia. And one of the things I'm trying to do is galvanise the industry to go out there and capitalise on the export market, which is a massive opportunity for British hops.
Mm. There might also be a bit of a market here as well for actually just educating people about it, because it has died out a lot from where it is, and you're doing your hardest, Ali, to keep it going. Is there some sort of educational side to this where you can see people coming around doing the hop tours?
Absolutely, and some of us are really good at opening our doors during hop picking. It's hard work because it's our busiest time of year, but certainly there are some farms who are very happy to open their doors. I've got a school visit of 31 next week. I had a school visit last week, and actually that's where it starts. If there are schools in the county that would like a visit and would like to see hop picking, we would love to show them around, because you're dead right, we need to educate our children and the people that live next door to what's going on.
Exactly. Ali, nice to talk to you. Nicola Goodwin on the farm this morning for us. Good hop picking weather.